You see, health insurance companies don't give a shit about your health. I don't know if you've noticed that, but they don't. And I know this because I tried to purchase a drug called Chantix. And if you don't know what Chantix is, it means you don't watch CNN. And if you don't watch CNN, you're making a big fucking mistake. Oh, watch MSNBC, watch Fox, they'll tell me what to think. Fuck that shit. You watch CNN for 6 minutes a day, that's it. Because it will give you a good idea of what it's gonna be like when you have a stroke. It will, it's gonna just hear mumbling in the background. And then there's a crawl in your head going, wake up, fucker, wake up! Chantix would come on just after the Christian Mingle ad. Those ads are no longer on CNN. It was the main reason I watched CNN. I didn't give a fuck about the news. I wanted to watch Christians mingle. As a Jew, that's top drawer. That's quite exciting. I actually put myself on the site and had a contest to see if they could find the Jew. Chantix, if you don't know it, is a drug that helps you quit smoking and gives you bad dreams. So that's a win-win situation. I don't have really great dreams. I have pedestrian dreams. I have dreams that are dull. I have dreams where I'm typing emails. And then I wake up and 2 hours later I'm typing emails and I don't know if I'm awake or not. My favorite dream is a dream of shopping in one of those big super mega fucking grocery stores because I don't ever get to go into them. I don't have the time. I'm traveling too much and God, I wish I had the time because those things, I just, wow, like a church of produce. It's fucking spectacular. Goats in the aisle and you can milk them and make your own yogurt. Those are the tales I've heard. So I dream of that. I dream that I wander through the store and I buy all sorts of things and I go to the checkout person and I get my bags and I go out to the parking lot and I wake up and go, that's the shittiest dream anybody's ever had. On Chantix, the dream becomes epic. I'm dressed in a suit of armor. I have a broadsword. I go into that mega fuck supermarket and it's everyone in there. Everyone is literally like a character from Game of Thrones. I have to hack up a whole bunch of skeletons that are fucking charging me and bears and fucking witches chopping their heads off, fucking soldiers. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I've got to cut up tons and tons. I am slaughtering thousands just to get a bag of granola. And then I go to the front and instead of a checkout person, there's a fire-breathing dragon with six fucking fire-breathing heads and I have to chop off each and every one. And after you chop off six fucking dragon fucking fire-breathing heads, it's time for a smoke. So, I went to my pharmacist, and I purchased, the Chantix comes, I think they're like 12 of them, it costs like 15 bucks a piece, which would be a great price if they were, it would be really a great price if it was ecstasy. But it said that, where it said insurance copay, there was zero. And I thought, I don't know a lot about math, but zero isn't co. It's not even fucking close. Throw in $5, you cheap fuckers. I'm trying to quit smoking. I wish they just sent someone from the insurance place, someone from my health insurance company, to join me while I was standing there and have them take a shit on my shoe while I was making the purchase. in order to distract me from just how hard they were fucking me. And so I went home, and oddly enough, I was angry. And I wrote a letter to the health insurance company. When you're writing a letter to your health insurance company, a corporation that screwed you over, an airlines, let's say a senator or a congressman, don't, and I mean seriously don't, start the letter the way I did. You don't start a letter with "Dear cocksuckers." That was with a Z. I just returned from purchasing Chantix and noticed that you were not interested in co-paying for it. This came as a surprise to me, as I thought you were interested in my health and that you might want me to quit smoking so I wouldn't cost you millions and millions of dollars when I was hospitalized for the thousands of diseases that you keep telling me I'm going to get if I keep smoking. I figured this would be good for you and good for me, and it was a win-win for everyone. And I figured that, gee, then with the money you saved for me, you could get other people to quit smoking using Chantix. But apparently, you don't give two shits about me. And so, since you don't, if you're not going to copay for my Chantix, could you at least copay for my cigarettes?